This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The owner of a Littleton-based website design company will go to the U.S. Supreme Court this fall to argue that she has the right to refuse business if it violates her religious beliefs. Lori Smith owns 303 Creative and says she'd like to get in the wedding website business, but doesn't want to be forced to create websites for same-sex couples.
Imagine telling Taylor Swift that she has to sing whatever lyrics the government tell her to sing because no one writes songs quite like she does. Artists don't surrender their freedom of speech when they choose to make a living by creating custom expression.
The High Court will take up whether Colorado's anti-discrimination laws trump a business owner's rights to free speech. With temperatures hovering around 0 degrees along the Front Range, Denver's overnight shelters still have beds available. Officials say those looking for a place to stay out of the cold should head to the Lawrence Street shelter. Meanwhile, the city's recreation centers are being designated as emergency warming centers during normal daytime hours until end of day Thursday. Denver lawmakers unanimously approved 2 settlements with protesters over the Denver Police Department's use of force during the George Floyd protests. Denverite's Esteban Hernandez has more.
Yosef Amgar and Megan Matthews sued the city after they were allegedly hit with projectiles by police. Matthews needed multiple surgeries after she was struck in the eye. Combined, the settlements total more than $800,000. Both maintained they were protesting peacefully. The city of Denver has now used taxpayer money 3 times to settle cases involving demonstrators from the 2020 protest, costing $1.3 million so far. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
You can find these stories and more at CPR.org. Not as much snow falling around the state today. Thanks for listening. It's 106.